Hello, hello, hello. I am back. I hope you guys are doing extremely well, and I hope you guys are blessed and in a good condition and just living life the way you want to live your life. I hope you all are as well, just each and every day learning new things, taking in new things, and just adapting to your surroundings, really. I think that's truly what life is about, as I'm sure most of you would be aware of. And for those that aren't, I'm here to remind you that every day is a challenge, and every day, yes, will be challenging, or you will face certain things that don't add up or don't calculate. But trust me, there's always a reason for it. There is always a reason for it. Trust me on that. But yeah, I'm coming to you guys basically to talk about your past. See, the thing is the other night, actually, I was kind of, you know, thinking in my thoughts, as I usually do, thinking in my thoughts about my past and the things that I have done, the things I have achieved, the things that I kind of regret. And I kind of came to a conclusion where I told myself, you know what, P, at the end of the day, most of the stuff, like, I have not, I mean, I don't want to go into the whole cliche and telling you, oh my gosh, my life has been so, like, it hasn't been the best, of course. I mean, I don't think anyone's life is the best, you know. So I've obviously had my pros and cons, but when I look at my when I look at my cons, you know, I've had challenging times, of course, very, very weird, terrible, drastic things that have happened to me personally, and things that I have actually experienced in my life that, you know, will forever probably play a shadow in my head or my mind or my mental state. But, you know, I kind of look at my past as well in other things that I've achieved hugely, things that I've accomplished and things that I've done, and that has made me who I am today. And I'm coming to you guys just to say, don't live in your past. Do not live in your past. Live in the now. Acknowledge the things, yes, you have done in the past. Because, yes, the past has made you who you are. Whether you accept that or not, I mean, that's down to you completely. But I'm here to say, do not live in your past. Because living in your past will only drag your mental state and your emotions down, okay? You're probably in your emotions as it is, where you are currently in your life. And so to remind yourself or to think of the past, especially if it's not good exactly, or it reminds you of the bad issue that you're in now, if that makes sense, it's not healthy. And so I say, personally, I say, you know, move on. Live in the now. Find ways to improve on yourself. Do you understand? Yes, you can learn from your past. You really can learn from your past, but it's how you take from it, if that makes sense. You understand? Or it's how you have built yourself to this point, and how you plan to continue to build yourself forward. You can use your past to your advantage and use it for the right reasons. Trust me. But yeah, I'm just here to say, guys, don't live in the past. Figure out your life now, because your journey is just starting. No matter how old you are, like, you can be 60, you can be 50, you can be 70 even, you understand? And you might have a spark in your life where you're like, whoa, this has just happened to me at the right time and it feels good. Or whoa, this has happened to me and this is not good. But that's fine. It's because you were supposed to experience it. You understand? But yeah, just live in the now. Don't dwell on the past. Use your past to your advantage to improve yourself for the better. You understand? Figure out the pros and cons, like I said, and strip everything down in order for you to balance your life now and to balance your life even stronger ahead of you for your future. You understand? That's what's important. But yes, that's it. I hope you guys are good. I'm still tuning into all of you guys' stations as much as I can, and I'm loving every ounce of it. So keep doing what you guys are doing. And yeah, man, till next time, as I'm spinning on my chair again. Me and this chair. All right, till next time, I will see you guys soon. Peace. Bye. Hello, hello, hello. I am back, yes, again. actually, I'm just coming to you guys quickly to talk to you about my EP. I'm kind of excited to have posted it on Anchor for you guys, you know, to have a little drop in, just to have a little listen, which is great. And yes, like I've said to you guys, I am an artist who's in London. And yeah, I do like R&B, alternative R&B, slash pop, slash many other influences such as soul and some reggae influences. And even a bit of rock to a certain degree, with a traditional soul influence to it. But yeah, anyway, yeah, it's more based around R&B anyway. And that's what I do in terms of music. And yeah, I'm just coming to say to you guys that the reason why I went ahead and called it Hidden Colours is because, like I said to you in my previous podcast, you know, about the past, you know, I feel like, again, I've experienced so many things within my early 20s. Well, from the period of, you know, let's say, I don't know, 9 to 8, all the way to my early 20s that I'm at right now. I've gone through a lot of trials, a lot of things that have really made me grow up very quickly and mature very quickly as a black man in this world. And, you know, I feel like I've always tried to look for sources and other things that can, I don't know, balance everything up, find something that makes sense, basically, that makes sense to me. And I've always had a massive interest in the beauty of colors. Now, a lot of people are like, what? But I've always had that interest of, why do colors exist? What is the purpose of colors? You know, to me, right, colors is a beautiful thing, because from the age of like 10 to like 15, right, I've always seen colors as colors, like yellow, pink, blue, brown, for me, I always knew that racism and all that kind of stuff existed, but I never really actually experienced the energy of racism probably until I was about 15, 16, at more of a mature age of being aware of stuff, if that makes sense. And for me, it was always based around this whole white, black, you know, and sometimes you'd hear about, you know, brown and all other kinds of colours that was seen in the light terrible and not, you know, I don't know, a distraction to the humankind, which to me just did not reflect of right. Because like I say all the time, I'm hella proud to be black, hella proud. And, you know, I've always seen all colours, yes, all colours, beautiful in many, many, many different ways. Do you understand? And for me, like I said, until I got to 16, 17, yeah, that's when I started to realise, like, wow, one minute I saw pink, yellow, orange, green, and those were colours, and I just viewed them as colours. But then there's this other side to my culture, my actual colour, and how, you know, it's looked upon negatively and all that kind of stuff. And so for me, I wanted to go ahead and I wanted to express my feelings upon all colours, yes, including my own colour skin and every other colour skin, but also the other colours that I feel are beautiful and I've always found beautiful, and combine that into art, which is why I wanted to call it Hidden Colours. Because not only am I talking about race, but I'm also talking about the colours as well. And the funny thing is that most of these colours that I was interested in at a particular age all have really amazing traditional meanings in many different cultures, which is beautiful. You know, I found out that yellow means you know, jealousy and betrayal. And I think the Chinese culture it was. And then you've got, you know, you've got pink and orange that represent happiness and joy. And, you know, in many, like in the Indian culture. And, you know, it fascinated me so strongly. And I really wanted to portray that interest of all those emotions of colours in my art and in who I am and in my journey. And so that's why I went with Hidden Colours. And that's why I wanted to, you know, keep it traditional and keep it beautiful. And just to know to everyone that all colours are beautiful. Whether you're human, whether it's a colouring pencil, colours are beautiful, colours have meaning, colours are important to the human being kind, basically. And yeah, and then as you can see, you've got all the other tracks on there, which I will do another podcast about, you know, all of the songs, you know, what they mean and stuff to me. But yeah, that's just a little description anyway, roughly about Hidden Colours and the reason why I went with the title. And yeah, that's it.